Welcome, welcome, welcome to the best 5-minute wine podcast. From the seed to the glass, wine has a past. Your host, Forrest Kelly, looks for adventure at wineries around the globe. After all, grape minds think alike. Let's start the adventure. Here's your host, Forrest Kelly.
What is the lodging? What are the rates? They fluctuate?
I believe in the summertime, they're $275 a night. And then there's discounts depending on, like we do an Alaskan resident discount, AAA discount, that kind of thing. And then we also have a 3-bedroom apartment, that 3-bedroom, full kitchen, and a bathroom. And I believe that's $475 a night.
Do you have a problem with friends and family from the lower 48 wanting to come up and getting a free room?
Yeah. It's a long journey. It's a big trip. So I'm always more than happy to put up people that visit.
Do you put them to work?
Take some planning. Sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes. Yeah. We're stomping some blueberries today. Yeah,
get those socks off.
Yeah, that's right.
So is it year round?
We're open year round, yes. And there's,
you don't let there's a little 20 degree weather storm slow you down.
No, we're in the winter. Most of the people that come and visit are ones that are, they get tired of the weather, and maybe there's a small break and it's sunny or something. So they want to get out and do something.
Lewis, in addition to us grilling you, we have listeners that have some questions as well. Matthew has a question for you.
Hi, this is Matthew from Delta Junction, Alaska. What inspired Bear Creek Winery to specialize in fruit wines, particularly in a region known for its rugged landscape? And how does the unique Alaskan terroir influence the flavors and character of your wines?
I think we kind of covered that a little bit, but just to make Matthew happy, is that too much of a curveball?
No, those are good questions. So, I mean, yeah, we covered how we got interested, how we got involved in it with the, friends and neighbors doing home brewing. And then growing season is much shorter, but it's also much more intense. That intensity of the season, everything grows, fast, and a lot of plants get really big. I feel as though the fruit flavors are more intense too, because it seems to really focus energy into the berries. So the raspberries and the blueberry flavors and the wines come out really true to the fruit, and you can really tell, like, oh, that's definitely a raspberry, wine.
You're married. How many kids you got?
Yes, we've got 4 kids.
Come on, Lewis. You can have a little more excitement in the voice. It's like, oh, God, I could just picture you going.
There's a bunch of them. No, they're all wonderful. I love it. Yeah, our youngest is 2, oldest is 17. So we've got a whole range and keeps us busy.
Go for the deep dive in Lewis's background.
Yeah, that's a good one. So when you did the first interview and family and friends listened to it, if they did you get bonked on the head and say, why didn't you mention this on anything? Or why didn't you focus on that? Or why didn't you say this? Or
man, let me think. We've done a pretty good job.
I was just going to say, with the accommodations, where do people book? Do they call you directly, or are you listed on websites where accommodations are made, hotels and things like that?
Sure. No, yeah. People can book through our website, and they can also call our office, and we have a listing on VRBO as well. So, no, everybody, I think the biggest thing that people, that comment a lot, that's like, people that get their first glass, or, maybe they'll be 2 or 3 deep, or they're tasting, and they'll be, oh, this is actually good.
it's like, don't act so surprised. Yes.
yeah, exactly. Yeah, I'm like, oh, we're glad we agree. We've been here for 20 years, and we must have figured something out. So you're seeing that for yourself.
We started this with asking you about the size of your production, which, didn't mean a whole lot, at least to me. But now listening to you and talking about all the challenges that you have and everything that goes into it and a modest sized staff, I'm impressed.
Well, thank you. Another kind of, to put it in perspective type thing is, so we'll take in anywhere, depending on the season, anywhere from 30,000 to 60,000 pounds of raw fruit. So like on a commercial growing scale, I grew up in Oregon, so I always use that as a reference point. That's not necessarily a huge number, but like our blueberries, for example, aren't commercially cultivated. Those are actually wild foraged blueberries. So blueberries that are growing in the bogs and the forest, and people go out and find blueberry patches and pick them. You know, they're kind of, everybody likes to joke they're competing with the bears. I mean, there is a little bit of truth to that. And then they, you know, they bring it in and sell it to us. So I actually went to get that product organic certified. I was denied the certification because we can't actually prove it's organic because we're not, we don't have control over the berries because they're not on a farm. They're not, we're not adding anything to them, fertilizers or whatever. And I was like, well, that's fascinating. Okay.
That just sums up bureaucracy. That's all you need to know, right?
Yeah.
Well, I think the best way around that is to just put on the label or wherever that, yeah, just say, according to our local black bears, they certify this organic.
There we go. That's right.
Even though, you know, they'll eat garbage too, so they're not very discerning.
Yeah, they will be scavengers.
So just a couple things. Take a deep breath. Give us your best radio voice.
We'll leave the light on for you.
And give me your website address.
Our web address is bearcreekwinery.com. And you can also find information at glacierbearwinery.com about our sister brand. I'd like to invite everybody to Homer, Alaska. Bear Creek Winery is here, and you can take advantage of our tasting room. We also offer lodging in our suites, and we can do private events for anybody looking for a reception or a wedding. And we also can offer private tastings done in our fermentation space paired with charcuterie board and cheeses.
Nicely done.
Nice job, Lewis.
Thank you for listening. This episode of the Best 5-Minute Wine Podcast was produced by Iism. If you like the show, please tell your friends and pets and subscribe. Until next time, pour the wine and ponder your next adventure.
Hi, before you go, we have exciting news.
The Best 5-Minute Wine Podcast has teamed with a breakthrough technology
and added a new feature on our website
that's bound to elevate your podcast experience.
Here is where we need your help. Trying to remember something from an episode?
Don't worry.
Search for it, and we will find it for you. Have you ever thought you could just ask questions and chat about the episodes as if you were talking to me?
Well, now you can. That's right. Our episodes are now interactive, and they're waiting to have a conversation with you.
Jump into a chat with our podcast, and let's get the conversation started. Try it out and tell us what you think.
Click on the banner at the top of the website, thebestwinepodcast.com, to try it.